I don't know what to say about some of these, so I won't say anything. Judgments. I accuse Ellen. You have become 40 years old and successful, tall, well-groomed, gracious, thoughtful, a secretary. Ellen, I accuse. George, you know how to help others. You manage a school. You never let fear or pride or faltering plans break your control. George, I accuse. I accuse Tom. You found a role. Now you meet all kinds of people and let them find the truth of your eminence. You need not push. Oh, Tom, I do accuse. Remember the gawky, hardly to survive students we were? Not one of us going to succeed. All of us abjectly aware of how cold, unmanageable the real world was. I remember. And that fear was true. And is true. Last, I accuse myself. My terrible poise, knowing even this, knowing that then we sprawled in the world and were ourselves part of it. Now we hold it firmly away with gracious gestures like this of mine we've achieved. I see it all too well, and I am accused, and I accuse. I wanted to try to lend to this whatever conviction my voice could give, partly because of an adventure or an encounter or kind of a discouragement I had with it. It was in Harper's Magazine, and a colleague of mine where I teach, he was from the Department of Religion. I keep lunging for things that might have meaning here. But anyway, he's from the Department of Religion. He came up to me in the hall, and he said, "Now, Bill, are you the one who wrote that poem in Harper's that I saw about judgments?" I said, "Yeah." And he just looked at me, and then he shook his head and walked away. Well, a few days later, I saw him, and he stopped me in the hall, and he said, "Bill, I read it again." Well, this is part of living. You know, we help each other. And I take this to heart, but I thought maybe if I did it with my voice, it would be all right, in spite of what he said.